Survey, Trump trounces Biden in head-to-head matchup. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 29, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is trouncing President Biden in a head-to-head matchup, a McLaughlin & Associates survey reveals. The survey asked respondents, now, if the 2024 presidential election were held today, which one of the following best describes how you would vote in the general election for president between Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate, for whom would you vote? Trump leads Biden in a head-to-head matchup by 6 points, 49% to the 81-year-old's 43%. Of Trump's 49%, 37% said they would definitely support him. And of Biden's 43%, 31% said they would definitely support him. Another 9% across the board remain undecided, more than enough to swing the reins either direction. Trump sees slightly more support among Republicans than Biden sees among Democrats, 88% versus 83%, but Trump holds a clear advantage among independents, leading Biden 47% to 36%. Related, McCarthy Schools reporter, Biden has destroyed America. We had victory after victory under Trump. Further, the survey found most, 69%, indicating that Trump is best suited to defeat Biden in 2024, while 29% said someone else. That represents a 29-point net gain since January, when 52% chose Trump and 41% chose someone else. The survey was taken November 16 to 20, 2023, among 1,000 likely general election voters. Trends have continued to be in Trump's favor, edging out Biden in national polls, including a November survey from The Economist/YouGov, which showed Trump up 1 point. Similarly, an Emerson College survey released in November showed Trump leading Biden by 4 points, and a recent NBC poll showed Trump leading Biden for the first time in the survey's history, boasting a 2-point advantage. The survey's results come as Trump calls on Biden to take a cognitive test, much like he just did, so we can determine why he wants open borders, no energy independence, a woke military, high inflation, no voter ID, men playing in women's sports, only electric cars and trucks, a weaponized DOJ/FBI, and so many other crazy things.